When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
He's in Tulsa, yeah. Oklahoma. We're in San Francisco, California. He's a true friend of the program on the UMA guest line, the legendary New York Post columnist, Marky Mark Cannizzaro. Marky Mark.
Marky.
Murphy. Murph. Paulie Mac. Good morning, San Francisco. And let's go, Rangers.
Let's go, Rangers, man. Wasn't that great? How about that Game 7 energy in the Garden, man? That really, I got swept off my feet. I got to tell you the truth, Mark.
Yeah, it was, you and I were texting a little bit during the game, and I was gutted because I had to fly out to Tulsa on Sunday, you know, to be here to start working, and otherwise I would have been in the Garden, and it almost, you know, those game sevens, they're almost too stressful, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and then on top of that, Mark, it was an overtime game in a game seven.
Exactly, yeah, and then obviously game one just the other night, same thing, overtime. Yep. I texted the friend of mine. I'm like, you know, I don't need any more of these overtimes in playoffs, you know?
Hey, Mark, I got one Madison Square Garden question for you, and then Murph is going to take it over.
No, I just want, look, you guys are down 0-1, and you got tonight
in Carolina.
5 o'clock our time. Marky Mark, 7 p.m. Tulsa puck drop.
You got to find a way to watch that game, Mark. But I want to ask you about the Garden crowd, because like I was telling you, when I was watching that game, I think it was the first goal, the Kreider goal. The reaction in the building, it really just brought me back to, like, the early 80s. I'm like, the Garden hasn't changed a bit. But that's my question, because Murph and I talk about how the crowds have changed with the Niners over the years. Crowds have changed. Well, some people think the Warrior crowd has changed since they moved to San Francisco. Have you seen any? Because that crowd looked as good as it did in 82, man. Has the Ranger crowd changed at all, Marky, over the years?
Yeah, it's a really good point, Paulie, because, all crowds have changed. And I feel like the Ranger crowd, because as you guys know, hockey is a much more, dialed in, smaller but passionate group. A lot of times you say that, the 20,000 people in the arena are like the only true fans, so to speak.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we've all been priced out of, so many of us have been priced out of, of one of these games. And believe me, it is not cheap to go to the Garden for the Rangers or anybody. But, like, I feel like a Knick game is almost more like a tourist event because, people just come to the Garden, go to a Knick game. I don't feel the passion for a Knick game.
I got you. Yep.
A Ranger game, people are bleeding, man. They're bleeding blue. And, it feels closer. That's terrible English there. But it just feels way, way much more like it used to be than any other sport, in my opinion. That includes the Yankees, and as you guys know, I'm a huge Yankees fan.
Great example.
It's not the same,
yeah, exactly.
You know?
Right, right.
Yeah, Marky Mark Cannizzaro of the New York Post. He's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to cover a PGA. And, listen, I know you wrote about Stuart Sink, and you and I were there in 01 when he missed that little tiddler, as they say. but we got to start with Tiger, man. And he admitted, pain. And it showed, right? That's the story from Tiger, is that whatever he gutted out at Augusta is still, and obviously it's still, I mean, it's a huge injury, but he admitted to some pain, and that affected the 74 yesterday, huh?
Yeah, you know what was weird, Murph and Mac? I mean, I came out here Sunday and walked front nine with Tiger and his caddy, Joe LaCava. There was myself and a couple of other reporters, and it was real quiet, and, it was totally chill. There was nobody around, really. And I talked for a while with Joe about Tiger and kind of what he expected this week versus what Augusta was like. Because, Augusta, he came out, shot 71 the first round, one under. And everybody was like, oh, my God, is this happening again? And then, he slowly faded. He had 74 on Friday, and then he went 78 on the weekend. And he clearly was gassed on the weekend. But Augusta, as you know, Murph, having been there, is one of the hardest walks in golf. It's a really, really hilly golf course. And Joe was adamant about how much he felt like Tiger's stamina and strength was up compared to that, the Masters, 6 or so weeks ago. So I think Tiger had a little bounce in his step because I think he was kind of stoked to see, how the better stamina and the strength was going to translate, because he already was feeling pretty good about his swing. So I thought yesterday, watching him labor, was a bit surprising. It took me aback a little bit. And I think that's part of his reality coming back from this, you know what was a significant enough leg injury that he thought, you know, there was it potentially had to be amputated. So I don't know, you know, I think this has got to be a little bit demoralizing for him, because I feel like going into this, he felt like he was going to be stronger and physically more fit and on a less hilly golf course as well here. So, yeah, it was surprising to see him laboring a little bit yesterday.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, Mark Cannizzaro of the New York Post in Tulsa for the PGA, where Rory McIlroy leads. Get to that in just a sec. But the, we've been conditioned now to like not even think about age because of Tom Brady, because of Tiger, because of on and on.
LeBron James, another one. Yeah.
Guys are doing stuff at a later age than we've ever thought of. Yeah. But there becomes a point where we have to think, remember, he's 46,
and he
just had his leg almost destroyed, like you said, Mark, almost amputated. I mean, so we got to just be realistic. I mean, it's funny because with Tiger, we just like almost like, oh, yeah, he can do it. He can. It's hard, and it's painful, and it's brutal. And we at some point, we have to realize that, I don't know. I mean, I've always thought when he's kind of came back this year and started hitting golf balls on the range and showing it to us, I was like, you know, does he have one win left in him? I still think he's got one run at Augusta left in him just because it's the womb to him. But,
sure.
Mark, I don't know. Can he ever – I don't know. Can he get back to – he's going to play, what, just a handful of tournaments a year, and it's going to be a battle.
It will be, but, you know, this is also 15 months removed from that, you know, from that car accident, you have to remember. And, yeah, 46, I get it. But I tell you what, and the other thing too, which you didn't even mention, is he's come through. I mean, he's in double digits in surgeries. All, you know, when you talk about knee, you know, back, you know, these five back surgeries. I mean, I think it's been a couple few knee surgeries. Obviously, you know, the U.S. Open, he had the stress fracture in his leg and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, but I tell you, when you look at him, the guy looks like he's. The guy's just cut. I mean, he looks like he's a, you know, NFL safety, you know, and you know, even at age 46. So, I mean, he's a workout, you know, maniac. So, you know, maybe in time, you know, this leg and, you know, maybe it will get better, but you're right. Listen, 46, but you know, we say that and it's weird. You know, you look at the scoreboard yesterday, John Daly shot a better round than Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka. I mean, that's just the weird thing about golf.
Yeah.
I mean, Daly is walking around with his freak, you know, with his Diet Coke gut hanging over his belt and that horrific loud slacks that he wears and all that kind of stuff. And driving around in a cart, by the way, which is just jarring to look at.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, it's like, did this guy just like take a left turn out of a muni and just end up on a championship golf?
Yeah, yeah. Heard you guys are playing golf.
Bizarre. But I mean, when you think about it, you look at the scoreboard and this dude freaking beat out. You know, I mean, he shot lower than Tiger Woods. You know, I mean, so it's, you know, and he'll probably shoot a million today.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
By the way, the wind is blowing savagely already, and it is supposed to.
Wow.
It's supposed to get. I actually feel really bad because the wind was worse in the afternoon yesterday. This happens with like these waves of tee time. People get screwed. It happens a lot at the British Open, as Murph knows. But this is like all the guys yesterday in the afternoon kind of got the worst of it. And now the wind is blowing early today and then calming later. So yesterday's morning guys are playing the afternoon, like Rory, get the break. And the afternoon guys that had to play in it, you know. And I'm looking out right now. I'm just about to leave the course right now, and I'm looking out the window, and the trees are bending, you know, out my hotel window.
Absolutely, and Daly's going to be out there playing that whole thing, man. So, yeah, well, listen, so we'll follow Tiger. He goes off, by the way, San Francisco time, 11:36, 1:36 Marky Mark time. Hey, man, we got to mention Rory. You know what hit me? So, 8 years. It's been 8 years since he won his last major. I mean, this kid, you want to talk about a drought. He's taking a drought to the, like, hey, go ahead and make your Oklahoma Dust Bowl jokes here. Can you make a joke about the Dust Bowl? I don't know. Talk about droughts. I mean, it's been eight freaking years that this guy's wasted some of the best talent golf has seen in a generation. Now, here he is. He's in a great spot. Off he goes. I don't know if there's anything different about him mentally. See, to me, it's always been mental with this guy, but is he in a different headspace for any reason?
I don't know, but I will say, and you know, here's the interesting thing about you, the 8 years. Somebody came up with a really, really interesting stat. Yesterday was the first time that he had even led a single major championship round in 6 years.
Wow.
I believe that's the number. I mean, and he is too talented for that to be the case, you know. But here's the other weird thing about Rory, though. You know, as I was listening to you kind of lead into that, Rory's actually played some really good golf in the last number of years. He's won some good, you know, big tournaments, but he hasn't won any majors. And he came out in an interview, I don't know, a couple months ago and said, you know, he was kind of defending himself. He's like, look, he goes, you know, I've won a lot of stuff. I've done pretty much won everything other than these majors in the last, you know, since the last one he won. Obviously, I know he's defending himself a bit, but, you know, he also understands that all these great players are measured by the major championships they win. But I hope, listen, I thought it was great to see him get out to that start yesterday, because that's the other thing that's been a total bugaboo for him. His starts have been horrible. He's always, for the last number of years, especially at Augusta, goes out and shoots like 75 on Thursday, and then he's totally chasing after that, you know, and it's just not enough to get back. I mean, you know, last month at the Masters, he shot 64, I believe, on Sunday with that hole out on 18. If you remember that, when him and Morikawa were paired together. So it's just, and I don't want to be, I don't want to discredit it, but that's garbage time for these guys. I mean, they have no chance to win. There's no pressure, right? So, I hope he keeps it rolling. What will be interesting now, Rory is not, you know, traditionally and historically has not been a very good win player. And if it's blowing, now he does get the afternoon tee time today, which, you know, the wind's supposed to calm down a little bit. But, you know, if it is blowing a bit, you know, let's see what happens with that, because that's not generally been in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's just nice to see. And we need star power back, you know. I mean, listen, I'll love to Scottie Scheffler. A guy can play, that he can golf his ball, but he ain't exactly a superstar. You know what I mean? So, hey, by the way, CBS writer named Will Brinson, a listener sent this in. He followed Daly for 18.
Oh.
So this is according to his stats. This was what he did over full 18. 21 cigarettes.
What?
12 Diet Cokes.
Wow.
That's great.
six packs of peanut M&Ms.
Damn.
0 ounces of water.
Whoa. Well, listen.
That's a great idea. I might go do that today. That's a great idea. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, go do it. Hey, great writers. I always say good writers borrow, great writers steal.
We'll call it the John Daly Challenge.
Yeah.
Marky Mark, I need you following Daly today. I need you tallying the Diet Cokes,
the
peanut M&Ms.
Can you hit those six bags of M&Ms, though? That's a lot. After bag number four, I got to tell you, I'm getting a little woozy.
Because you know what?
That's
peanut one.
That is aggressive.
Marky Mark and Polly, the peanut ones will work your back
That's
teeth.
That's what I'm saying. You get a lot of stuff stuck in there.
Well, the jaw gets a little tired, too, sometimes.
Yeah, it's a commitment.
It is a commitment. You're right. Actually, it's true. What he didn't say was how many times he had to pee after all those guys.
Well, that, you know what? That's where the New York Post comes in.
That's
all right.
So I think I could further this. That's a great idea on Will's part, but I think I could further the story by the Porto Lep visits, I think.
There you go. That's it. I can't wait. I'm reading the Post Saturday morning, buddy. I can't wait. The strap hangers will get what they want, although they don't hang on the straps on Saturday morning. They're off. They're off work.
Well,
right?
They strap. I mean, there's just not as many hanging on the straps.
That's right. You ever heard that, the strap hangers?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Probably is that.
The straps are always at least somewhat occupied down in the
towels. We miss you, buddy. I love majors because we have Marky Mark on. Can't wait to read you this weekend. And off you go into the wind. Into Rory, into Tiger, into Daly, into Peanut M&Ms, and off you go. And let's go Rangers, all right?
LGR, boys.
Let's
LGR.
Do it, Mark. You
Take
got
care,
it,
Marky Mark. Be good.
Good talking to you.
See all you, Marky.
Mark Cannizzaro.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.